Welcome to the Piano Ninja Tricks podcast, the best place to learn piano tricks, including mindset tricks, to make your Bach, Beethoven, and Chopin easier for you. I'm Lisa Spector, your piano ninja, here to make you feel and sound like a piano ninja. Welcome to another Mindset Monday on the Piano Ninja Tricks podcast. It is time for a piano pep talk. But before we get to that, I have to tell you, I'm so excited. I was early this year and we released Black Friday specials, that things that have never been available, programs I'm introducing you to if you're a pianist who wants to excel faster and play the piano with joy and with ease. I have so many goodies for you. And also, if you don't play piano, if you're just a music lover, I have programs for you as well. And I have ways for you to get into my piano world and for me to get into your piano studio to help you have faster results. You can find them all at lisaspector.com/Black Friday, and can't wait. It's like, if you're a pianist, it's a little bit like being a kid in a candy shop. So enjoy. Today's piano pep talk is about the importance of doing one thing at a time. So when members join the Piano Ninja Tricksters Club, or they enroll in the Piano Ninja Tricksters course, I have dozens of Piano Ninja Tricks waiting for you. And often what happens is they're so eager to learn all of them that they go through all the videos and watch all of them. It's like, I'm going to apply this to my Beethoven Sonata or my Debussy Clair de Lune or my Chopin Ballade or whatever it is. And those are the people who get the slowest results. You want to know what gets the fastest results? What got Adam playing from Clementi Sonatinas to the Liszt Dante Sonata is he took one piano ninja trick at a time and applied it until it became a habit. Research shows it takes 21 days to form a habit. Doesn't have to be 21 consecutive days. I don't recommend 21 consecutive days of piano practice ever. Just 21 days. But once you have it, you don't think about it again. It's a little like learning a foreign language. When at first you're like translating everything in your head and it's a slow process, and then all of a sudden you go to France and you're speaking, and all of a sudden it just happens. That's what these piano ninja tricks are about. It's taking one at a time. And when you get one, and it's after the 21 days or however many days, it's not 21 for everyone. Research shows it takes 21 to 60 some odd days to form a habit. So I don't know what it's going to be for you, but let's just use 21. If it's 21 days, you get that piano ninja trick, you really don't ever have to think about it again. So the next time you're practicing leaps, you're just applying quick reflex motion without thinking about it. And then when you're not thinking about them, then you add the next one, and then you're intentionally focused on that one. And over again, even though it seems counterintuitive, it seems like it would take a long time, those are the pianists who get the fastest results. It's the exact same thing when I'm teaching a lesson. And whether if someone is a new student or they've been with me years and years, I remind them every single lesson, because this is maybe the most important thing to remember when you take a piano lesson. It's really crucial to your success, which is, let's say we have an hour. I am going to pack as much in that hour as possible for you to have the biggest success. We're talking about technique, we're talking about pedal, we're talking about interpretation, speed, arm position, height position on the piano bench, memorization, anything you can think about, we're talking about. But the last thing I want you to do is to go home and apply all those things at once. I'm doing that because we're condensing time in a piano lesson. What you want to do is take one of those suggestions at a time. Even if it's from your own teacher, take one suggestion and really get it so that it's a habit and you don't have to think about it anymore. Then add the second one on top of that. So instead of stacking the layers like this, my hands are going on top of each other, you're spreading them out. So one hand, then the other hand, then the other, each one is a different ninja trick, a different suggestion from your teacher, whatever it is. That's how you get the fastest results. And I love it. I love the passion. I love the enthusiasm. I love the eagerness when pianists want to learn really fast. But the way to learn the fast is actually to slow it down at first and front load it with the things that take occupy your brain, that are taking some time to absorb and reflect and get in your body and become a habit. And then once they're habit, you know, think of all these piano ninja tricks, it took me a bit to like document them and write them down because I do them intuitively because I've been doing them for decades. But it was really the thought process of really breaking them down. It's like, okay, what am I really applying here? I cannot express the importance enough of do one thing at a time. Not easy in today's age, not easy to culture. I've talked about in episode 6 of going from mindless to mindful practicing that will help you also with doing one thing at a time. But really, when you're sitting on the bench and practicing, applying one concept, one piano ninja trick, one new idea at a time will be to your speedy success. So I hope you enjoyed that and look forward to hearing what music you can apply that to. Keep listening on the podcast and you will hear where to add that. And join all the Black Friday specials. There are so many offers that I won't ever offer again. Some will take my availability, some take my time. I have a new coaching program that is time intensive on my part, so I have to limit the amount of people. So you can find all of those programs at lisaspector.com/Black Friday. The link is also in the show notes. If you hadn't noticed, I'm obsessed with making piano easier for you. While these are short mini episodes, your help doesn't end here. If you'd like to get your piano question answered directly by me for free, there are two ways to do that. Join my podcast hub at podcast.lisaspector.com. Once you're in the hub, you'll see a place to drop your short question. I'll answer it with a video demonstration for my piano. And if you're on Instagram, follow me at lisaspectorpiano and send me a DM with your question on a short excerpt of music. Send it via text or video. I'll post a video answer in my Instagram Piano Ninja Tricks broadcast channel. We'll also leave a link to everything in the show notes. And if you'd like to watch the show, you can view the raw, unedited episodes on my Lisa Spector YouTube channel. Oh, and one more thing before I get back to the piano. If you're enjoying the show, please follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider sharing with a piano playing friend. And leave a review. We're new here, and every favorable review is an enormous help. Thanks for listening. I'm Lisa Spector, your piano ninja. It's back to the piano for me